Concours Agricom 2009, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 1. It was our national pastime, but now shopping is just so over. For a time it seemed that walking the shopping malls was more popular than walking the dog. But in a dramatic change for a nation of credit card junkies, the Bank of England has declared that Britons are going off shopping as a leisure activity. As the bank announced the end of shopping as a national pastime, high street giants were announcing marketing ploys in attempts to turn back the clock to the free spending days in the lucrative run-up to Christmas. Marks and Spencer is cutting the price of all its clothing and wine by 20% today, following similar hit-and-run price-cutting at Debenhams. The American fashion giant Gap is reducing its clothes by 30% for staff, family and friends, while the off-license chain Threshers is offering 40% discounts. Evidence of the turnaround in shopping habits from extravagance to frugality is clear, says the Bank of England. Instead of lavishing money on big money items such as televisions and sofas, shoppers have turned into bargain hunters and are scouring discount stores and factory outlets. Its summary of business conditions for this month, released yesterday, states, more generally, discretionary spending was seen to be shrinking, with retailers reporting that fewer consumers were treating shopping as a leisure activity, reflected in reductions in both impulse spending and visitor numbers at shopping centres. Pundits agreed that for a significant number of Britons, the days of enjoying a spot of retail therapy seemed to be over, for now. Retail sales fell for the first time in 3 years last month, down 0.1%, but the number of shoppers fell 3% year on year in October, according to the research company Sinovate. My belief is that there are some fundamental changes afoot in shopping behaviour among different groups of society, said Sinovate's Dr. Tim Dennison. It's not just the case that we are shopping less often, spending less on non-essentials, switching more to own-label basics, and moving allegiances from middle market to value chains. For some people, shopping is not the enjoyable social pastime it was hitherto. It has become more of a frustration, where their eyes and hearts alight upon goods that have now become unaffordable to them. A third of adults have cut spending by an average of £160 per month, taking a total of £2.7 billion a month out of the tills, according to the Post Office today. Almost three-quarters, or 71%, of shoppers are concerned that their finances will be devastated by the downturn. The retail analyst, Freddie George, said that the M&S sale was a clear sign that sales were well behind budget. He warned that shoppers were holding out in the hope of better bargains in days to come, adding, Christmas 2008 has the feel of being the worst retailing Christmas for many years. Fin du texte numéro 1.